And thank you, congregation, for receiving them. Today is a very special day. Today, these five young men and women, this is a special day for them. This is a special day for Miles. This is a special day for fathers. So we have kind of a big day here. I don't plan to speak very long at all, but I do have some things to say to our confirmands, as well as to the rest of us. And so I will be reading a text from the scripture. I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 6. This is something that has come up a few different times out at camp, at confirmation camp, from the end of the 6th chapter of Ephesians. We talked about this quite a bit, and I thought I would spend some time talking a little bit more about it today because it's so important. So I will read from Ephesians 6, and I'll read verses 10 through 18, and I'll read in Jesus' name. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Amen. Let us pray. Dear gracious Father, these are your words. Sanctify us in the truth. Your word is everlasting truth. For Jesus' name's sake, amen. When a country is going to war, they draft soldiers for their military. That's called conscripting. They conscript soldiers. The typical age of a soldier conscripted to military service is 18 to 25 years old. Do you know why this is? It's because young people make good soldiers. They are strong. They have energy. They have stamina. They can learn new things without a lot of difficulty. They can adapt to change very quickly. The church needs young people. We need you, confirmands. We desperately need you. We need you to take up this armor that we just heard about and enter into the battle. Enter into the battle for truth. The life of faith isn't an easy life. In fact, it's pretty much a guarantee that you will be deployed into an active conflict. There will be an evil day, like we just heard about. But God equips us with special armor for this battle of life. And you guys are heading out into this battle. And God doesn't send you out there defenseless, but he gives you special equipment that it will fully equip you for this battle. And we'll take a look at just a little bit at some of this armor that we've heard about. As you enter into a world that's full of confusion, God equips you with the truth. A Roman soldier had, they wore belts. He had a belt, it's called a cingulum, a special belt that the Roman soldiers wore. And one thing that's interesting about this belt that the soldiers wore is that this belt was the mark of a soldier. Only the soldiers were allowed to wear these belts. And so this would identify them as a soldier. Both when they were on duty and off duty, they would wear these belts. You have the truth. As a Christian, truth marks you out. And you are recognized by the truth, by standing for the truth. This is part of your armor as you enter the battle. A soldier would also wear a breastplate, which was just a chest protector that protected his vital organs from arrows and from spears and swords and that sort of thing. It's very important. As a Christian, you have been given the righteousness, the breastplate of righteousness. Jesus Christ has given you, as a gift, his righteousness. The reason that we've had you confirmants wear white today, and the reason that Miles is wearing white today, is because white is the color of purity. Jesus Christ has given us purity. He's given us righteousness. He's made us totally clean in the sight of God. And that is your breastplate today. Another thing that soldiers had was shoes on their feet. Marching soldiers need good shoes. Those soldiers, they were foot soldiers, and they would march throughout the Roman Empire. They would march on all those Roman roads. And they needed to have good footwear. And their shoes said something. Their shoes spoke something about how prepared they were for battle. If they had good shoes on, this means that they were very well prepared to enter into the battle. Well, we have shoes as Christians. You confirmants, you have shoes as Christians. And you know what your shoes are? The gospel of peace. You are well prepared because you have the gospel of peace. We have a message of peace. We have good news to share. The good news is that our battles have all been won by Jesus Christ. That's the good news. And that's what prepares us for life. That prepares us for the battle. That we have the message that Jesus Christ has won our battle. A soldier would also have a shield to protect him, mostly from arrows that would fly over city walls or things like that. Sometimes they were flaming. And these shields, they would hold them up and it would protect them against these flaming arrows. The devil will try his hardest to shoot his arrows at us. Arrows of temptation and doubt and fear and all these sorts of things the devil, he throws at us. But we're told here that faith is our shield. Faith will protect us from all the devil's fiery arrows. Faith will always overcome the devil. Faith in Jesus Christ will always protect us. It's just like a shield. And you have that shield. You've just confessed your faith. And so if you continue in this faith, this is a protection for you. Another thing that they had, it was helmets. Helmets on their heads. Helmets are very important. Helmets protect your head. They protect you from injury. If you have an injury to your head, especially a soldier, if they got a head injury, they're done. Now that's a big deal. And so they needed this protection on their head. For us, our protection is salvation. We are saved. This protects our thoughts even. It guards our thinking. Apostle Paul says that to take every thought and bring it captive to Christ. That every thought would be obedient to Jesus Christ. So salvation, as you go through, and we've heard about you go through into through your graduation and into college or into the workforce or wherever your life leads you, you are protected by this helmet of salvation. No matter where you go in this world, you have salvation in Jesus Christ, and this protects you. This should guard all of your thoughts, and it gives you this wonderful protection that you have in Jesus Christ. This fact that you are saved. And the last of the weapons, or the pieces of this armor, is the sword. A soldier would have a sword. The sword is his main weapon. His sword gave him the capability to overpower his enemies. It gave him the power to defeat his enemies. As Christians, our sword is the Word of God. We have the Word of God. That will overpower all of our enemies. It'll overpower the devil. It'll overpower death itself. The Word of God. So as you enter into battle, take your sword with you. Take the Word of God with you. All your enemies will be defeated by the sword. So powerful this weapon is. And then talks about praying. So as you enter into this battle, ask God for help. God doesn't just give us this armor and then leave us on our own, but if there's more things we need, He'll give us that too. It says, with all prayer and supplication. Supplication's kind of a big word. We don't maybe know what that means. Supplication simply means asking for something you need. So if there's something you need, you can ask God for that. The same one who gives you all this armor, He will give you even more. Whatever it is you need. So ask God for help. Ask Him to guide you, to direct your life. If you find yourself in a situation where you just don't know how to navigate it, God will help you. He'll give you the things you need. This is His promise. He's the one telling you to do this. And then the last point I want to make is that we're not in this battle alone. And this is where I want to speak to the whole congregation especially. None of us are in this alone. We're all in this together. And that's why we need to pray for one another. Paul says here that with all prayer and supplication, and then he says making supplication for all the saints, for everybody. So we pray for each other. And even if somebody else needs something, we can ask God to give them what they need. You can see how none of us are alone. We're all in this together. And I want to especially say to this congregation, and Pastor Jesse already said this, that it's up to you to receive these young men and women. Support them. Pray for them. Pray for the things that they need. And pray for each other. All of you. And God is so good. He's given us, He's fully equipped us for this. And He's fully equipped all of you. Thanks be to God. God be praised for His wonderful gift that He's given us. And again, I spent a lot of time with you kids out there at camp, and actually through the Sunday school year, and it's been a great honor to get to know you. I know we made some memories out at camp. All the classes, for sure, I'm sure you'll remember. All the fellowship we had, the visiting. I especially enjoyed those classes we had around the fire. Those were just really nice. And Jesse mentioned the volleyball. Yeah, we're gonna remember these things. These will be lifelong memories, and I'll treasure them. It's been a wonderful time getting to know you, and I pray a special blessing on each one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.